Hello, this is Trent. We'll be talking today about evaluating and testing your PPC ads. And this is on your campaign with primarily Google. So once again, this topic is primarily focused in on the affiliate marketing area within Prosper. And so it's an exciting topic, and you'll be learning a lot about how to make more money with improving your pay-per-click campaign with Google. And so to get started, we're going to first go over some of the house cleaning items and then also the things that you'll be learning on the call today. So first off, the blog that you can visit on the Prosper site is prospering.com/blog/e-commerce. When you visit that site, you'll be able to view the past recordings of the calls and be able to listen to them at on your own time. And then you just got to log into the Success Center, and you can access the blog that way, or you can just go directly to that URL that I just mentioned there, and you'll be able to listen to these calls on your own time. So like I said earlier, the topic today is going to be basically a follow-up call from the previous session that we discussed last week and other previous calls on the topic of setting up your pay-per-click campaign. So after you set up your pay-per-click campaign, then you'll be able to move forward with evaluating and testing it out. Another word or another name for evaluating and testing is optimization. And so when you optimize your pay-per-click campaign, what you're doing is improving it so you can make more and more money with your advertising and advertising your business. So we're going to be going over, when you log into your Google account, you'll see a number of different metrics, and we're going to go over those in more detail and teach you about what they are and how to view them and how to use these numbers to help you make better decisions in your business. So let's do a quick recap from the last call, just so everyone's aware of what PPC is and what it really means and what Google is doing with your money when you give it to them, when you're paying for your ads. So PPC stands for pay-per-click. What you're doing with your PPC is you're paying Google money to send you traffic. So when traffic comes to Google, and when they go to google.com, they're looking for different products or services. They're in the market. They're looking for something, which is why they go to the search engine called Google. So when they go to Google, they're looking for something specifically, or they may be looking for something more general, but the main point is they're looking for something. That's why they call it search engine marketing. And PPC is an element of search engine marketing. All right. So when people go to Google, you may have gone, you probably go to Google yourself, and you're looking for all kinds of things. The words that you type in are called keywords. And when you type those keyword phrases in, certain search results pull up on the page. Now up at the top, depending on what you type in, if you're typing in a keyword phrase, let's say Nike running shoes, then you'll notice up at the very top and also on the right-hand side, these ads that are they have a headline and two lines of text and a link right underneath it. Okay, so those are PPC ads. Now everything on the left-hand side underneath the top three ads are organic ads or free ads. And so this this topic is not on the discussion of the organic ads. That's for your SEO or search engine optimized or optimization. When you're optimizing your website, you can get your free ads showing there. So the PPC ads show up at the very top, the top three, and also on the right-hand side, and sometimes down at the very bottom of the search result page with Google. Now, one of the major reasons why we talk about Google a lot is because Google owns most of the market share out there in the world with advertising. So when you're looking to get your business off the ground using the PPC route, it's best to go with Google to start off with, because you're going to get a lot faster results with them, because they've penetrated a lot of markets all throughout the world. And in fact, Google's number one source of revenue is advertising. And so, you know, their best interest is served when you, work with them on advertising, and you get a lot of benefit from that as well, because they want to create a win-win situation. So that's one of the reasons why we talk a lot about Google. You know, there's also other search engines that you can go with, such as Bing, and other websites that you can advertise using PPC. So PPC is not strictly unique to Google. Yeah, but Google, like I said, is an excellent source to start off with your pay-per-click marketing. Now, some of the things to be aware of when you evaluate and test your PPC ads is to make sure that you follow the rules. Again, we're going to go over some of those rules as well. All right, it's best to listen to this call when you're logged in to your AdWords account with Google, because a lot of the information that we're going to go over today is a bit technical. It's kind of geeky, okay? But it's better to go inside of your account and look at some of the information inside of your campaign while you listen to this, because it'll make a lot more sense. So after you log in, just a second here. So once you log into your Google AdWords account, you'll then notice, after you select the campaign that you created already, a number of different metrics right in the middle of the screen that will basically give you information about how to measure and evaluate your pay-per-click campaigns. So we're going to start from the left-hand side and work to the right and to go over each topic. So one of the topics you'll see there, or one of the names of the columns, is the clicks. So the clicks tells you how many people have clicked on your ads. You know that your ads are doing well if people are clicking on them. And one of the primary goals to shoot for with your ads, or with your clicks, is the threshold of between, I'd like to shoot for anywhere between 1 to 300 clicks. If you're wondering how many clicks do I need to get before I start changing the ads or changing things around, then it's a question between, hey, how many clicks have I received, 1 to 300 clicks, or a time frame, so usually between 2 to 4 weeks. If you haven't received any clicks between during that time frame, then there's something wrong with your account. We'll, like I said, go in more depth about that, but you should be generating clicks fairly quickly, usually within the next 2 days after you launch your campaign, if you have a good site that Google has accepted, and you've written a quality ad that's targeted to your audience, and your landing page is matching up with your ad. But we'll talk about those elements a little bit more in the depth as well, but the clicks tell you, obviously, how many people have clicked on your ad. Now, the second column is your impressions column. And the impressions tell you how many times your ad has been loaded on the actual page with Google. You know, people may or may not have seen it, but it loaded on the page, and so therefore Google counts it as an impression. So your impressions, you can compare it to another analogy of driving down the freeway, and if you see a billboard, you may or may not see the billboard that you just passed driving by in your car, but you still drove past it. And so in essence, that's exactly what an impression is. Now the third column is the click-through rate. Okay, the click-through rate, what that does is that it has a measurement that helps you make better decisions between the division of your clicks and your impressions. So the click-through rate, all that is a percentage of dividing the number of impressions divided by your clicks. Okay, and then it just gives you an exact percentage between those two metrics, all right? So the click-through rate, the goal with that is that you want to make sure that your click-through rate is at least between 1% or above. If it's between, or if it's below 1%, then you got to write a better ad and have a better landing page. Okay? And usually if your click-through rate is below 1%, you're writing a horrible ad and your landing page stinks. Okay. So you got to learn a bit more about writing a better ad, and we'll go over that a little bit as well. on how to write an effective ad, and we went over that on the last call on setting up your PPC accounts and so forth. But so listen to that call and learn more about that. But the click-through rate, the goal there is to continually improve your click-through rate, because Google will actually reward you, if you have a higher and higher click-through rate. And how they reward you is by not requiring you to have to pay as much for your cost per click. And we're going to talk about cost per click in a minute. But if you improve your click-through rate, then you won't have to pay as much, but still get a higher rank in the search engine in the pay-per-click spots. And so if you have a high click-through rate of, say, 3% compared to someone that has 1%, and you're both bidding the same amount, your ad will show higher. Okay? So it's very important to look at your click-through rate and improving that, and you can improve that by having a better ad and a better landing page, and the people who click through and actually take the action is called a conversion. We're going to talk about that too. So click-through rate, talk about the goal, and the average, the next column there you'll see is the average cost per click. And what that is it's telling you the average cost that you're paying per click. It's just dividing the number of clicks with the number of the cost that you're paying per click. So when you set up your campaign, and we went over that in the last call, Google asks you how much you want to spend for your budget each day, and then you can also establish a cost per click, or how much you're willing to bid for each keyword. And if you have thousands of keywords, you can set up a base, cost per click for all of them, or you can individually edit each one of them and tell Google, hey, I want to bid, say, 30 cents on a specific keyword phrase that's more targeted and beneficial for you, that's improving your return on investment, compared to other keywords that may still be getting you clicks, but not as much return on investment. Okay, so that's what your average cost per click is. And so the goal there is, overall, you want to be able to have lower and lower, or an average cost per click of my threshold is, or my primary goal is to keep that usually between 50 to 90 cents or lower, and depending on how competitive of a market that you're in. So if you're in a local market, that's very competitive, you'll usually be paying more cost per click. I actually manage a number of campaigns, and there's campaigns that the average cost per click is anywhere between $5 to $11. And some of them are, like I said, between 30 cents and 50 cents. But starting out, if you're a national or a global market type of campaign that you're running, then your average cost per click is usually going to be around 30 to 90 cents. It's a pretty good benchmark to shoot for. Okay, and then the cost column teaches you, or just tells you, how much money you've spent to date, depending on the date time frame that you've selected up above. So with Google, you can actually determine what kind of data you want to view between what time to what time. So up at the very top, you'll be able to select, hey, I want to look at this information within the last couple months. Or you can look at the metrics for all time, and it'll tell you all the information for everything there. So the cost, that's pretty a straightforward type of metric. And so one of the success principles that I want to share with you at this point is basically summarizing a lot of this, is what you test and measure, you're able to improve. And like I talked about earlier on the subject of optimization, that's what this whole process is about. When you optimize a campaign, you're improving it, and we're teaching you what elements to look at and what elements to improve, based upon the goals that you're looking at with each column here, with your clicks and with your click-through rate, your average cost per click, and your cost, and so forth. Okay. All right, so let's move on. So the average position column teaches you where your ad your pay-per-click ad is showing in Google when people go to the search engines with Google, okay? So the goal there that I'd like to shoot for is to have your ad show between position 2 to 5. That's usually the sweet spot. Because then you don't end up getting click-happy people clicking on your ad and draining your budget at the very top of the search engine. And this is not an absolute, meaning that there are circumstances, or plenty of circumstances, where you may want to be in position number 1 or 2. But to start off with, it's best to have your ad positioned between 2 or 3 up to 5, and you know that you're in that position by looking at that column. Okay, it'll tell you, on average, your ad is showing in position number 4. Okay, you could go to Google yourself and type in a certain keyword phrase that you're marketing, and you could actually see your own ad, and you'll see if it's in that position. As long as your daily budget hasn't expired for that day, you'll be able to see your ad. Okay, so if your daily budget is $5 and you've already spent your $5 for the day, then you if you go to Google right now, you won't see your ad because you've already spent your budget for the day. Okay. So that's the average position and the primary goal and end in mind goal to shoot for. Now the next column is the conversion and the conversion column. And so you know that you're getting conversions if you track it manually, but then also if you use the actual So if you use the tracking code that Google gives you, there's a tracking code up at the very top of Google that you can access by going under Tools and Analysis and clicking on Conversions. So if you click on Conversions, it'll bring you straight into the area where you can set up your conversion tracking code. And this is very important to create because it's going to track and give you the ability to track how many conversions you're getting. And Google also rewards you, by getting or crossing the threshold at this point of this recording of 30 conversions. And how they reward you is by having your ads highly optimized. So they'll automatically go through and optimize your ads and send you more targeted traffic once you reach the threshold of 30 conversions. So it's there's a lot of benefits, obviously, of putting your tracking code in, but that's one of the benefits that you can receive by working with Google and putting that tracking code in. But let me teach you how to do that. Okay, this is one of the major methods of evaluating and testing your campaigns, is by having your tracking code in place on your website. You can work with your coach and or talk with the resource coaching team, and we can help you out with showing you how to put this code inside of your website. But once you go underneath Tools and Analysis and click on Conversions, you're going to be brought straight into the area where you can click on the button that says Conversion. Once you click on Conversion, then you'd want to give the conversion type of name. So you just type in sales or lead if you're wanting to track, what exactly are you wanting to track and measure? So if you want to track sales, then just simply type in sales right there for the conversion name. And you could put dash your name or your dash your website, just depending on if you have a lot of websites that you're running campaigns for. But usually this is geared more towards a newbie that is just getting this started off with and launched. So just type in sales there, and then keep the source marked as web page, and click on Save and Continue. Once you click on Save and Continue, then you'll be brought into the area where you can mark the conversion category. You don't really have to worry about all of these sections here. Just scroll down and click on the bottom radio button that says Don't Add a Notification to the Code Generated from My Page. Okay, and so once you do that and click on Save and Continue, don't have to worry about the advanced options either. Just click on Save and Continue, and then the next page is going to tell you or ask you who makes the changes to the code on your website. And at this point, if you, you know, need assistance with this, then just, you know, mark the one that says I make the changes to the code, and then call into the resource coaching team or work with your coach. Okay, so mark that I make changes to the code, and then you'll see the code there. This code snippet is where you would this entire code snippet is what you would copy and paste into the actual page that your customers land on after they buy something on your website. So a lot of times that page is going to be the confirmation page or the order received page if you're using WooCommerce with WordPress, or it may be a thank you page. So make sure you copy this snippet of code and you put it inside of the HTML area or the text area in WordPress of the actual page that the customer is landing on after they make the purchase. Okay, so anytime someone reaches that page, you know, Google will now know that the customer has gone through the checkout process on your website and has arrived to the successful page that gives that confirmation that they've successfully ordered through your website. Okay, so that's how you set up your conversion tracking code to be able to evaluate your PPC campaigns. Now, you know, your conversions, as I mentioned earlier, is very critical because you want to increase your conversions over time and increase it more and more. And conversion, you know, the conversion science is there's a lot of elements that go into conversions, but some of the major elements that you can work on in improving your conversions will be, you know, first, have a targeted ad that is targeted to your audience and what they're thinking or feeling or wanting most. Okay. The second is the landing page, to make sure that the landing page matches up with the ad. If it doesn't match up with the ad, then your conversions are not going to be as good. Okay, because if you think about it, if you were to click on an ad that's advertising Nike shoes and you land on a page that's talking about, you know, how to change a tire, and that's completely irrelevant. Or even if it was something similar, if it was talking about, you know, Nike, you know, swimming trunks. Okay, it needs to be relevant and it needs to match up the text in the ad and also the text on the landing page. Overall, has been proven to increase conversions as well. So, you know, the primary reason for that is because when people click on the ad, they're expecting to see what they click on. You know, they're expecting, you know, to see what you're advertising. If you're advertising something specific, well, then present that specifically to them when they arrive to your site and present it clearly. And so when you present it clearly, what you're doing is you're presenting it either in text or, you know, with an image that has the text, but it reflects immediately up in that person's mind that what they clicked on is, you know, they're landing in the right place. Okay, so that'll overall help out with boosting your conversions. You know, some of the other elements that help you out with the improving conversions will be your the experience, you know, that you give customers when they land to your site. Does the page load fast? Or is it loading slow? If it loads slow, then it doesn't give, you know, Google and also the customer, you know, a good impression, and that'll you'll be dinged for that. And overall, you may just lose the customer if your page loads slow. So make sure that you're using a web page that is fast loading, and it immediately shows within a second or two, or less, you know, upon clicking on the ad and visiting your page. And there's websites online that you can go to. If you go to Google, you can type in page testing speed, and you can test out how fast your page loads. And if it loads really fast, then great, you know, you pass that test. Another element of improving conversion is your there's a number of different elements of pricing, whether or not you're selling e-commerce products or services, or affiliate products, but whatever the case may be, price your product right, and also present a clear call to action. Okay, the customer, after they click on the ad, should not have to hunt around for the call to action. And the call to action is the text or the button that tells them what to do. It should always start off with a verb, like order now or download now, visit here or learn more, okay, or add to cart. These are all call to action verbiage or words that people use on buttons or on the page on your website that invites the customer to take action once they arrive there. Now, depending on what you're selling, if you're selling an informational product that requires more education, then you don't want, you may not necessarily want to tell them or show an add a cart button immediately when they come to your page. You know, it would probably be better to first present the message of what you're teaching if it's an informational product or a product or service that requires some education. To first invite them to watch a video and educate them first, and then they can scroll down, or you could have a timer release button that shows an add to cart button after they watch the video, okay, or learn more about the product or service that you're presenting. But the key here is to make sure that you have a call to action clearly presented on your website so they don't have to hunt around for it, and when they click on it, they can move forward with the checkout process. Okay, so there's a lot more elements that you can look into and research, and we will, in fact, talk more about that in the future. And there's some excellent information on the topic inside of the Success Center and also the blog for e-commerce with Prosper. So check that out. But overall, your goal, your primary goal is to increase conversions because that means more money in your pocket. Okay, now once you put your tracking code inside of your website, what that's going to do is, like I said earlier, it's going to track all your conversions, and it's going to present some information here on the column of cost conversion and one per click. Okay, and it's going to tell you how much, it's just the division between how much your cost per conversion. Okay, so if you're spending a lot on your conversion per click, then you got to look at the overall picture here with how much you're making, the bottom line with your products, okay, your profit margin, and we talked about that on the last call, and with setting up your PPC campaign successfully and how to operate it. So you always want to be aware of what's your bottom line and what are you making on the sale of each product. If you're only making a couple pennies or a couple dollars each sale or each conversion, and you're spending $10 on average per click, then you're losing money, up front. However, that's not necessarily always bad. The reason why I say that is because if you have what we call a nurturing program in place, and you have a clear picture of how you're going to make additional sales to the customer in the future, then you could afford to spend a bit more up front to get the customer. So, if your margin up front is not necessarily too much, but you have a plan of creating some upsells and selling those to the customers down the road. Maybe you send out an email to them a couple of weeks later after they opt into your website to get information to buy or look at a product. And if they don't buy, then you can continue to market that to them, or even if they do give you their name and email, you want to stay in contact with them, you can present other opportunities to them down the road. So the point here is your nurturing program as it relates to your cost per click. You could very well spend more up front, but you can recoup the cost by presenting additional products to them, to that prospect or customer down the road. And that's a very powerful method of marketing, because what you're doing is you're building up a relationship with the customer. And overall, the businesses that focus in on building up a better relationship with the customer do far, far better, because they're in the people business. They're helping people out, they're solving their problems, and you know that you're solving people's problems by the proof of people paying you. Okay, so that's one of the major elements of improving your cost per click, or even thinking more holistically or you know, in a different perspective there on the cost per conversion per click. Okay. Now the cost conversion rate, one per click, you know, I mentioned that earlier, that's going to tell you specifically the percentage. It's just a metric telling you the percentage of your conversion. So if your conversion rate is, you know, between 1 or 2%, that's normal. Okay, if it's below 1%, then you're not doing so hot. Okay, that, you know, that's telling you that there's a lot of people clicking on it and going to your site, but there's no action being taken. And so if there's no action being taken when they arrive to your site and they're not buying and they're not doing what you want them to do, then that usually means a few things. It usually means that you're, you know, what you're presenting, they either don't want it, or they don't want it the way that you're presenting it. Okay? Or maybe it's the not being presented properly. You know by looking at the data here that, you know, the clicks tell you they were interested in, you know, they were interested in what you were advertising, but if they arrive to your website and they end up looking at what you have to offer and they don't buy, then that tells you that they were interested, but they just didn't buy for some reason. And so those are some of the major reasons why people don't buy. It's because, you know, it didn't match up. You didn't promise or fulfill what you promised in the ad. Or maybe you didn't present it properly or more persuasively. And so one of the homework items I would give to you at this point, if you're listening to this call, is to study about the principles of persuasion and how to persuade someone to take action when they arrive to your site. Now, if you're advertising a product that is an e-commerce product and people know what that product is already, then usually you don't have to take a lot of time to tell them or educate them about what the product is. You could simply just present the call to action button and invite them to click on it, or else they'll see it, obviously, and just click on it. However, if you're presenting a product that is a bit obscure or is not, you know, well known at all, maybe it's a product that you created and it's an invention, or it's an informational product that requires a bit more education, then you'd want to go through and present a video or present some information that educates them about what the product is, and then you can invite them to take action. Okay, so a lot of reasons, you know, a lot of people, if they're presenting informational products or people or products that are not as familiar to them, then having a step-by-step process to educate them first and then asking them for the sale later on through an email or a call or so forth would work out great. Okay. All right, so we've covered all of the major columns there inside of Google AdWords that teaches you about how to measure and optimize, or basically to get started off with the optimization of your campaign and to be able to evaluate it properly. Now, the topic of optimization goes a lot more in depth. This is just touching the surface, because with Google, there's a lot of excellent information that they give you, and they can tell you, you know, down to the zip code of where people are coming from and what kind of keyword phrases people are using to find you. So we're going to go over that over the next 10 minutes, because that obviously ties strictly in with the topic of evaluating your campaign and improving it. So once you have a campaign created and you've generated some good traffic, at least 1 to 300 clicks, you have some information now to use to be able to track and sift through to make better decisions. So overall, the goal, you know, with this optimization goal is to drop, you know, the lowest performer keyword phrases, or the non-performers at all that are not doing anything for you at all, or the keyword phrases that are generating clicks but no conversions at all. So keep the keyword phrases that are obviously generating conversions for you, and drop the ones that, or pause the ones that are not generating results. Okay, so how you do that is you got to click on one of your campaigns on the left-hand side of Google, and then, you know, select one of the ad groups that you've created. And so, you know, once you do that, then you're going to go straight into the details of that ad group, and then you'll see in the middle of the screen on the right hand side this tab that says dimensions. And this is a really cool area to go into because, as mentioned earlier, it gives you a lot of excellent information to be able to evaluate your pay-per-click campaigns and to make better decisions so you don't have to spend as much but get a better result. Or another way of putting it is you could spend more but yet earn more. So there's two major elements here that you're after, or two goals, is that you may want to spend less and earn more, or you want to spend more and earn even more of that. Okay, so this is how you go about doing that. Is when you click on dimensions, you can now click on the drop down where it says view, and you can move your mouse over these certain key metrics. And so if you click on search terms, okay, this is going to tell you which keyword phrases people have typed into Google and to find your ad, and they saw the ad or clicked on it. Okay, so when you look at all of your keyword phrases that people are using to find you and find your ad, then you can start to evaluate, well, which ones are giving me the results. So the keyword phrases that a lot of people have clicked on, if you've generated anywhere from, like I said, 1 to 200 clicks for certain keyword phrases but haven't generated any conversion rates, you can keep those, but what that tells you is that you got to change your landing page. Okay, but keep those keyword phrases that you're getting a lot of clicks on. But if you're not getting a lot of clicks on certain ones and they've been the impressions are high, what that tells you is that the ad is being shown, but your ad just stinks. Okay, so if your ad stinks, that means that your impressions are high, it's being loaded, it's being shown a lot of times, and people are, they're seeing it, it's loading on the page, but if no one's clicking on it, it's just not an attractive ad. So make sure that you change your ad if your impressions are high, but no or low clicks. Okay, so what you'd want to do here is take a review of all of your keywords and determine which ones are giving you results. And you can actually go into the actual ad group and go into the list of keywords for that ad group and click on the box and next to the keywords that are the low performers or non-performers and pause them. Okay, don't delete them because over time, you'll want to have still have that information to be able to look at, and it's better to have that just as paused instead of deleted. A lot of the metrics that we went over earlier, you're going to see those exact metrics here inside of the dimensions area. So we just went over the search term. You can click on the destination URL or the time of the day. If you move your mouse over the time and click on day or day of week, it's going to tell you the days of the week and the times that people are primarily clicking on your ads. So it would be interesting and also very important to know if people are clicking primarily on your ads and converting on days Monday through Thursday. Or if they're not, if maybe you might get overall better conversions on the weekend. So if your ad is, showing, or your ads are showing during the week and you're not getting many conversions that people are clicking on your ad during the week, then you'd want to only run your ads on the weekend. If you're, in that case, if you're only getting conversions on the weekends, that would make sense. Yeah. So this is another way of helping you make the decisions that you need to save money and get a bigger return on your investment and with your pay-per-click ads. Okay, so you can drill down pretty deep with this data. And when you go into the day, you can, or not day, but back into the drop-down there under dimensions, another great area is the you can look at conversions and the frequency. And the geographic is another good area to look at. if you're marketing your products to a global audience, then it's going to tell you the top countries and regions and metro areas and cities and so forth that your ads are most popular in, that people are clicking on and people are finding you through. So if the United States is the area that is most popular, then that's going to show up at the top. And so following the same type of logic earlier with what we went over with keywords, the goal here is to look at, well, what country or what areas of the world or location are generating the conversions for you. Okay, if you're generating some good, excellent clicks from certain areas, but you're not getting any conversions, but you are from others, then you're only focusing on areas that really make the most sense. Okay, if you're getting a lot of excellent clicks and conversions from a certain country or certain state, let's say Utah, you're getting a lot of traffic from Utah, getting a lot of good clicks. But if they're not taking action, that tells you that you got to change your landing page. Okay, so there's this this common theme that we're talking about here, is if you're getting a lot of clicks but yet no action, then change your landing page. But if you're getting no clicks but yet impressions, then improve your ad. If you're getting no clicks or no impressions, then there's just no interest in that area. Okay, you're targeting it, but you'd want to just remove those areas, or even you may want to wait until some more data gathers, or add more keywords that are targeted to find more people in that area. Okay, so if you're advertising a product or service or your website in general to people in Wyoming or California or a certain country, then you could use targeted keyword phrases and add those keyword phrases into your list of keywords for your ad groups. Okay, so if you see a country here and you don't see a lot of clicks, that just means that, it doesn't necessarily mean that you wouldn't want to target it. It just means that you'd want to make sure that you add keyword phrases that people are using to find what you're offering, and then you'll be able to start to gather data. Okay. Okay, good. So with the other columns we've already gone over, and we'll actually end the call at this point here with your with the topic of evaluating and testing your PPC ads. And with I'm just going to do a quick summary. So far we've gone over all the columns with Google inside of your campaign and how to evaluate the data and what to really look for. I do want to spend just a little bit of time briefly talking about your landing page. So when people click on your ads, because this will strongly influence the way that people interact on your site and take action and increase your conversions. And so with your landing page, a landing page, as I mentioned in the last call, is simply a page that someone lands on. And so overall with Google, Google has more strict criteria in place to make sure that the landing page that you're bringing the customer to is in line with their terms and conditions and their policy. And so when people come to your site, you just make sure that when they land on your page, there's at least a few links to your legal pages and also the ability for the customer to navigate through your website. Overall, when someone lands on your page and there's no method of someone clicking on other links, it's better, but at the same time Google usually frowns on that, and they usually end up banning your site or banning your account, and it's a pain in the butt to have to get your account back online or back in their good graces. Okay, so make sure that your landing page, when you create your landing pages for your products or with your services and so forth, that when they land there, there's a method for them to get out or look at other places in within your website. They don't have to be prominent though. Okay, at this point of the recording, and I've done this a lot with myself and my campaigns and other people's campaigns as well that I manage here at Prosper. But the whole point is making sure that if you want to be successful with launching your campaign and your landing page, getting approved to Google, that there's at least some links to the legal pages and ability for the person to navigate through your site. And they don't have to be prominent, but they do need to be somewhere on your page, all right? So the main thing is when someone lands on your landing page, using color psychology, where does your eye naturally gravitate to? So if your call to action button is, say, bright red or yellow, and the rest of the information on your site is a bit lighter, then usually your eye is naturally going to gravitate towards that area. And so that's one of the keys of helping you improve your conversions is looking at your page and asking yourself, where does my eye naturally gravitate to? If it gravitates to a irrelevant spot, then you shouldn't be surprised that you're getting lower conversions. So change that. It's just these little tweaks can make all the difference with improving your conversions. When someone comes to your site, they should see that call to action immediately, or they should see where you want them to go immediately. Okay, so think about it strategically and logically, and look at your page and make sure that when someone goes there, they're seeing what you want them to do. All right, and step by step, if it's a more educational product or a product that requires more education, that is. So now that we've gone over some of the elements there with your landing page, your headline will make a huge difference with your conversions too. And as you start to evaluate and test more and more, some of the other key points with your landing page is your advertising or your ads that you are presenting in your ad groups. I mentioned this on the first call with setting up your PPC account, which is always having two ads that you're always rotating in each ad group. Because as long as you're doing that, you'll be able to test each, you'll be able to test which headline is doing better or which information inside of the text is doing better for you in improving conversions. But if you only have one ad that's going on, then it's going to be impossible for you to be able to tell any elements to improve. So always have two ads that you're rotating through, that Google is automatically going to rotate through, and you can set up that element when you set up your AdWords campaign. And so when you go into your AdWords account and you select any of these ad groups, you'll be able to click on the Ads tab and see the ads that you've created, and you can add additional advertisements there. So like I said, you should always have at least two ads there. You can have more if you'd like. And when you set up your campaign, one of the settings is going to ask you, do you want to automatically rotate these ads or not? Okay, so make sure you rotate the ads. And when you create your ads, I'm going to talk a little bit about this a little more in depth. When you create your ads, only test one thing at a time. Okay, so when you start off with your ad creation, you're writing an ad to start off with. It could be one ad could be completely different from the other. Okay, and run that for a few days or a few weeks. Once you reach 100 to 200 clicks, then you can go back to look at the ad data, look at the metrics we talked about earlier, and look at the ads or the two ads or more, and determine which one generated a better result for you. Okay, and then the second phase of testing your ad would be if the first ad that you wrote, which is completely different than the second ad, performed better, then you'd go into your ad section and pause or delete that one, and then replace it with a new ad that is identical to the first ad, but now just replace just the headline. And your goal at that point is to test out which ad is going to generate a better result with a different headline. And the text below would be exactly the same way. It's just that you're focusing on one from there on after, but the second phase of testing your ad. you're testing the performance of the headline. And so if you're testing your headline now, you want to make sure that your landing page, once again, matches up with the headline. And as long as that does and match up, then you'll see better conversions and overall better improvement with your conversions overall with your campaign. All right, so that wraps up the call here for today with testing and evaluating your PPC ads. If you have any questions, I'll answer those at this point. I'll pause the stop the recording, and we'll go from there and answer any questions you have.